Hey, Abdul?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a little hectic morning over here, but I just saw you left a voicemail. Yeah. I was on the phone there with another client. I just wanted to return that. I got your email there from the new one. Let me just pull it up real quick. The is it the ADAOUK?
ADAOUK 50. Yeah, for some reason I'm receiving, but somebody told me he sent me an email. Sorry, I tried to send you an email. It didn't go. So I got a message from AOL. They had a problem. They are working on it. So I said,
really?
I better send you from.
When did
yeah,
that
they
happen?
Always have problems. They are overloaded. They are extremely overloaded.
I see. Well, I got that email there. We are pushing the approval process to hopefully have an answer by the end of the day. But like I said, at the latest, it should be tomorrow morning. So you should be hearing from us either later on today or early tomorrow. And
who is the gentleman who gave me a call? I forgot his name. He called me late in the afternoon.
Sam over in quality control. Yeah. Is that who you spoke to?
Yeah, he told me it was underwriting.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, he's the... Yeah. The QC
is he
guys.
A decision maker or he is only a
he just makes sure that everything that's on the file is correct, that we're going for the right approval for you that fits what you're looking for. It's just basically a confirmation process that we have here just so that we're on the same page as you.
I went with honest with him as I did with you. I gave him all the details. I gave him everything.
Okay, perfect. And how'd the conversation go there? Was it?
He said that he can find a program for us. I told him, don't chop me around, please.
Of course,
of
course.
I want to deal with you. He said, no, from what I have seen, I can get you, but since you have very short term, we might not be going more than 6 to 8 months. I told him, it's fine with me.
Yeah, I know, especially
and
with...
He said that the amount would be around 30,000.
Okay, that's just pretty much in the ballpark of what you were looking for, right? That 25 to 35
range. I told him, I don't need... He said, look, we can address it. If you think that your volume will increase during the holidays, we will address it at the end of the year. I told him, fine, I'll do that because I might launch a new program.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Do you think we have a chance?
Oh, yeah, of course, you have a chance, definitely. I wanted to ask you here, I know you said you had the contract with Google here in the email. You paid a registration fee of $2,500. I thought you were already in the program.
No, we are in the program, but when we need to start, we need to start paying.
I see, okay.
And they tell us, they gave us not a deadline, but a period, grace period.
Mm-hmm.
They give bonuses for the people who already have account. I told you, I based my account on my dad's account.
Mm-hmm.
And these old clients, they gave them a discount during the holidays.
Okay.
They sign up early.
Okay.
So I filled the contract, but I didn't pay them yet. I'm reluctant. Okay.
I see.
But I need to make a decision soon because their expiration date is Monday.
The expiration date's Monday. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I think I haven't gotten confirmation yet. But the thing is, as long as we get an answer for you by the end of today or early tomorrow, at least you'll be aware of where you're at, you're not gonna have to worry about getting an answer Monday morning or something like that. So
I can by Monday because I sent them an email. Mm-hmm. So on Friday is a holiday. I need you to take this into consideration so that I will reply by Monday.
Okay,
that's fine, no problem.
Perfect. Well, at least they're on the same page as you as well, which is good to hear.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to...
You know, I don't want to risk because this is non-refundable. If I send them, it means I am in the program.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't run it, it's not their business anymore.
I see.
So I want to make a smart decision.
How long is the contract there with Google, the one that you're...
Once it starts, it never stops until either they stop you or you stop them.
Oh, I see. So it's just continuation?
Yes, it is continuation because it's a new contract.
Okay.
This fee is one-time fee, then. That's it.
Okay, that's making sense now.
But the but the running program, whatever you run on a daily basis, you pay for. Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah, it was like you were saying. I think it was 1 to 1.5 thousand a day, right? In that range.
About 1,000 a day. I paid 2,000.
Wow, it's all just
the weekends are the cheapest for us. You know why? Because not a lot of people go and advertise on weekends, so they give discounts to attract people. So we save between 30 to 35% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
Rarely people advertise on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but between Monday and Thursday.
Why is that?
A lot of people don't work in this time. Saturday and Sundays, and sometimes they take long holidays, they leave early at Friday, they don't activate their account. You know what you do when they give you the approval? They give you a certain page, which is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can do whatever you want on it. You see your clicks, you see your client, you see, they give you even a map, where is the client coming from?
Wow.
They are so sophisticated. They tell you this is in Texas, area so-and-so, zip code so-and-so. And then they will give you the incoming calls from where they are coming, from what area codes they are coming, everything. So when you go there and you have a specialized, because if you don't have a specialized people who knows how Google operates, mm-hmm. your invoice will shoot up a lot. Because when there are calls coming in more than we can take, you can suspend it for half an hour, 1 hour. You can do that.
Wow.
Okay, so that you can take care of the people who are calling.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you find your agents are equipped enough, you activate it again. So a lot of people deactivate their account at Friday around 2 p.m. Pacific, till Monday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific. We take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Because the cost is lower.
And you're still getting business
nobody is
coming in on the weekends, right?
Nobody is competing with you on the first page.
Wow.
They are huge.
That's a win-win for you there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's too short. That's why I can start this weekend. It will mm-hmm. be a good push for me.
Okay. Well, what I'll do here is I'm gonna get with Sam here again just to see where everything is at. As soon as we do get an answer, what I'll do is just have the underwriters give you a call directly. That way, we're not wasting time. Are you gonna be around the phone here the rest of the day?
Yeah, for my cell phone, it sleeps with me.
Okay. What I'll do here is I'll just give you a call here at the end of the day.
Give me a call, whatever it is, at the end of the day.
Okay.
So I know where it is.
Sounds good. We'll just touch base here closer to the end of the day. And
if anything comes
up, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, fine.
All right, Abdul. No worries. We'll be in touch.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.